Lisa Milton. Hurricane Dorian pummeled the southeastern U.S. coast Thursday with drenching rains and powerful winds. The now Category 2 storm threatened to inundate low-lying coastal lands with surging stormwater of 2 meters or more. Meanwhile, the storm left at least 20 people dead in the Bahamas, where residents and the government are facing an overwhelming recovery effort. Many communities on Grand Bahama and Abaco Islands have been flattened and left in rubble. AP correspondent Michael Wasserstein reports from Abaco. Not much aid has arrived yet.
We're starting to see helicopters and some Bahamian Defense Force Marines in the street and a few police. But so far, there's really not a feeling of a lot of aid coming. I think it may be starting today, but people up till now, 5-6 days later, have just been surviving on what was on the island when the hurricane hit.
U.S. President Donald Trump has sent the Coast Guard and urban search and rescue teams to help. The man responsible for the Trump administration's Mideast peace plan will be leaving the White House. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The White House says the peace plan is done but will not be released until after this month's Israeli elections. There is now more doubt about its future, with the administration saying Jason Greenblatt will leave in the coming weeks. Palestinians have already rejected the plan, saying it boosts ties between the U.S. and Israel. Greenblatt also infuriated Palestinian leaders by pushing for moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem and recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's spokesman says Greenblatt ruined American credibility and destroyed the peace process. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For more on that and other stories, you can visit us anytime online, voanews.com. We also have an app. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suffered yet another blow Thursday when his brother